Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waist, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waist. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs is home from the hospital now and rapidly recovering from the bullet wound she received in an accidental shooting 2 weeks ago. The doctor has ordered her to remain in bed, so it is with a great deal of surprise that Penny's invalid foster father looks up from his book to see Penny standing at the living room door.
Penny, what are you doing downstairs?
Oh, hello, Jed. I didn't know you were in here.
Well, I am. It's a good thing I am. Now, you get right back upstairs and go to bed.
Oh, I'll go upstairs in a little while, Jay.
You'll go back right now.
No, I can't stand it anymore. Being up a little bit isn't going to hurt me.
Yeah, but you're too weak to be walking around.
I am a little shaky, but it's nice to be downstairs. We're so lonesome in my room. Anyway, look, I'll never get my strength back if I don't move around a little.
Well, you better sit down, child.
All right. Oh, I guess I will. And now that I am sitting down, I don't think I'll ever get up again.
Well, you better get up and go to bed before your mother comes home, or you'll get a spanking.
I'm too old for a spanking, don't you think?
A person is not too old to be spanked until he's too old to do anything that deserves a spanking. And nobody can be that old. How'd you sneak downstairs without being seen by Nora?
She's in the nursery with Valerie.
Oh, well, I hope she doesn't catch you down here. She'll have a fit. You know, you're something very special to Nora. I think she worried more than any of us when you were hurt.
Oh, Nora's a darling. You know, Jed, I don't know how we were so lucky to get to know her.
Funny thing about that, child. I didn't know her at all until a couple of months ago. Now I can't remember when I didn't know her. The girl has... Oh, it's your mother.
No.
And you're caught.
Oh, Jed, please stick up for me. Will you please do?
Hello, Mr. Dilling.
Oh,
still reading?
Oh, it's Peg.
No, I'm not reading, Peg. I have a visitor.
And I don't want you to scold me, Peg, please.
Penny, you should be in bed.
I know I should, but I'm not, and I like it.
But, Penny, dear, you're not strong enough yet to go
out. Look, I must be, or I wouldn't have been able to make it downstairs. Oh, Peg, it's all right. It's good for me.
Well, you know best. Oh, they didn't have that book you wanted at the library, Mr. Billings.
Oh, still out, eh?
Mm-hmm. But it's due back on Wednesday, and it's on reserve for you.
Oh, thanks, Peg. Wednesday, huh? Well, I have enough to keep me busy until then. Oh, that reminds me. I've got to get busy and write out those building specifications for Johnny, or I'll have to fire myself out of my own company.
Oh, Jed, you're working with Johnny again, You didn't tell me.
Well, I'm not doing much, Penny, just a little of the head work. Maybe my legs are no good, but my head still works. So, excuse me, girls.
Oh, goodbye.
Now, you get upstairs and into bed again before your mother sees you.
Oh, I will, Jed, I promise.
And I'll help you up the stairs, Penny.
Yeah, I think you'll have to. Oh, I don't want to get up right now, though. So pleasant down here.
Beautiful out. Is Rossville always this nice at this time of the year?
Rossville is lovely almost all year round, Peg. But then I guess I'm prejudiced.
Well, I like what I've seen of it, and I'm not prejudiced. Frankly, I hate the thought of leaving.
But do you have to leave, Peg?
I really ought to get back to Julie.
Oh. I have something to tell you about that.
Oh?
I hope you won't be angry.
What's the matter?
Well, I did something I don't think I had a right to do. My last day in the hospital. You know, after you talked to me about going home and how you hated it. Well, I phoned your mother and asked her to send Julie here.
Oh, Penny, you didn't.
I did, Peg. I had no idea it wouldn't be just a simple matter of sending Julie right here.
Mother objected, did she?
No, she didn't really object, but she did say that...
Well, I know exactly what she said. She said she had rights to Julie, too. Well, she does.
Yes, but Peg, you're Julie's mother.
I haven't been much of a mother to her since she was a few months old.
Well, that wasn't your fault.
No, and it wasn't Mother's fault, either. She does feel that Julie is her daughter, and I'm sure you can see why.
Oh, yes, of course I can see why. But why would she object to Julie coming here to be with you for a while?
Because she knows what'll happen. I won't keep Julie for just a few weeks or a few months. Once I have her again, I won't want to give her up, and I won't go back to live with Mother. There are too many unpleasant memories there.
Well, then what are you going to do, Peg? Give up your child because you can't stand certain memories?
I don't know what I'm going to do, Penny. Go home, I guess, and try to be Julie's mother again and let Mother share it, too.
In other words, you think you can live with those memories?
I don't know. For Julie's sake, I intend to try. That's the least I can do for my child.
Oh, somebody at the door. Will you go, Peg?
I certainly don't expect you to go. Are you receiving company?
Yeah, but I don't think it's anybody to see me.
I don't know who else around here has callers.
Hello, Peg.
Well, Mr. Carlton.
Two beautiful young women. The name is Barry.
Yes, Mr. Carlton. You want to see Penny, don't you?
Well, I understand she's having visitors,
I have a surprise for you. She's in the living room.
Well, she's up already.
No, just misbehaving.
Oh.
Come on in. Maybe if you scold her, she'll go back to bed where she belongs.
I doubt that.
Penny, it's Barry Carlton.
Oh, how nice, Barry.
Hello.
Don't you work anymore?
Well, I have the afternoon off again, Penny. Say, you're looking wonderful.
Well, thank you. I feel wonderful now that I've recovered from the trip downstairs. how's your mother, Barry?
Oh, she's a lot better, thanks. Yeah, a lot better. I think maybe she'll be over to see you pretty soon.
Oh, that's sweet, but tell her not to bother. As a matter of fact, I'll be well enough to go over and see her in a few days.
Oh, yeah, you will.
I certainly will. You might tell her I'll be ready to go back to work in a couple of weeks, too. Maybe sooner. If she wants me back.
Well, you know she does. She talks about you as if she couldn't get along without you.
Seems to me she did all right without me for about 75 years.
Well, to hear her talk, you're the only person in the world.
A lot of us feel that way, don't we, Barry?
Yes, we do.
Now, look, both of you, cut it out. Because I'm sick. Don't think I have to be flattered back to health. I'm getting along perfectly fine without it, thank you.
You won't do so well if you rush it like this.
Oh, stop it.
No, Peg's right, Penny. You shouldn't try to get up too soon. Look, I want you to get well as fast as anyone. Don't forget, this is sort of torn a lot of pages out of our date book. And the spring dances are just getting started, too.
I'm sure you won't miss any of the spring dances on my account, sir.
Oh, yes. I'm going to miss them all until I'm in your date book again.
Well, now, that's what I call real loyalty.
Well, it's the truth.
Oh, stop. Don't be silly, Barry. You know you're going to every dancing party you have time for.
Mm-mm. No. See, I'm particular whom I'm seen with. She doesn't have to be Miss America, but she certainly has to be Miss Rossville. And that's you.
I won't accept the title, thank you.
Well, then, will you accept an invitation to a dance the first night you can go out?
I might. But please, don't go without shaving until I can go out of the house, because you'll have the longest beard in town if you do. Look, I have a good idea. Why don't you ask Peggy to join you sometime?
Oh, Penny.
Look, I'm being selfish about it, Peg. I don't want him to be rusty with the time it takes me dancing.
Yes, and I rust quickly, too.
Don't ask me, please, Barry. I know Penny's only joking.
No, I'm not joking.
No, I don't think she is, Peg. No kidding. How about it? There's a dance tonight. I didn't plan on going, but I'd love
to.
No,
thanks, Barry. You were forced into this.
Go on, Peg. It'll be good for you.
I really think Penny wants you to.
Well, I suggested it, didn't I?
Sure.
Well, yes, you did, but I...
Well, yes, but nothing, Peg Martin.
Just yes. You'll go to the dance with me tonight.
Well, if you really want me to.
Look here, I asked you, didn't I? I'll call for you at 8:30. Unless, say, could you make it for dinner first?
Oh, no, Barry, I couldn't possibly. Thanks, just the same. I couldn't be ready by then.
But you will be ready by 8:30?
She will be ready and waiting, Barry. I'll see that she is.
Now I know you'll be ready, Peg.
Penny, you're too good to people and too generous. You know that you're even too generous with your friends. I hope you won't be sorry.
Six, carry the five. 7 2's 14, 5 19, carry the one. 7 9 63 and 164. Yeah. 6,496 feet. More than I thought.
Ted.
Penny, haven't you gone upstairs yet?
I'm going in a minute. I just thought I'd come in and see you before I did.
But why didn't you call? I'd have wheeled myself in the living room.
No, I was getting tired of sitting, but I kind of think I'd better sit down again.
Child, you're going to make it much harder to get well if you don't stay in bed the way you're supposed to.
I'll behave myself from now on. I do silly things when I'm not well.
Yeah? Meaning what?
Nothing. At least nothing serious. I guess I'm just a woman being typically feminine, that's all.
Hmm?
Barry's taking Peg to a dance tonight.
Oh, that's nice.
I think so.
The lad didn't have the ill manners to ask her in front of you, did he?
It was all my idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, of course, that's different. I thought his bad manners might have upset you.
No. No, my pettiness is what has me upset.
Oh.
Do you know something, Jed?
No, what?
I'm silly, I know, but I'm actually a little bit peeved because he's taking her out tonight.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't think you cared that much about
him. Well, I don't really care that much about him. That's what puzzles me so.
Well, don't be puzzled. Maybe you care more about him than you think.
You really believe that's it?
Well, did Barry ask her reluctantly or seem to jump at the chance?
It was somewhere in between.
But a little more on the jump at the chance side, eh?
No, I thought so. Oh, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Or does it?
That's what I can't decide. Oh, I think I'll go upstairs and go to bed. I've never thought about Barry this way before. I don't know why I should think about him now.
Is Penny Gibbs discovering that she's in love with Barry Carlton? And is Peg Martin, her best friend, going to take him away from her? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top grade beef that will thrill your family. And don't forget, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.